Masechet Tamid Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, after the Ketoret was offered, that is actually the end of the Tamid service, the Korban Tamid. Even though the animal itself of the Korban Tamid wasn't placed onto the Mizbeach, as we'll see in Mishnah Gimel, the Tamid service was considered to be complete, even if those steps never happened. The Kohanim who were involved in this entire process would walk into the Hechal, they would bow down when their jobs were done, and then all the other Kohanim would walk in one by one, and they would bow down now that the service of the Tamid was complete. If the Kohen Gadol was part of the service, he would be given the respect to enter the Hechal first, and then the other Kohanim would enter after him. Mishnah says, Bizman shekohen gadol nichnas lihishtahavot, when the Kohen Gadol would enter the Hechal to bow down first, before all of the rest of the Kohanim, Shilosha Ohazin Bo. There were three Kohanim who would walk with him and hold on to him as he was walking in, just like a great king who's walking in somewhere, has attendants and people who care for him. The Kohen Gadol, Lehavdil, is somebody who also has to have people holding on to him. Ehad bimino, be'ehad bismolo, be'ehad ba'avanim tovot. One was holding on to him on the right side, one was holding on to him on the left side, and one of them was walking right behind him, holding on to the special stones that were attached to the shoulders of the ephod, which was the apron worn by the Kohen Gadol. After the Kohen Gadol walked into the Hechal, the Memuneh would close the curtain of the Ulam. The Ulam was right before the Hechal. He would close that curtain, even though the curtain was normally left open during the daytime, just to give the Kohen Gadol a little bit of privacy, and it was respectful that when he was entering the Hechal, he would have a private audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Kohen Gadol was ready to leave, he would bow down, and then the Memuneh, the appointed one, would raise the curtain once again. V'kevan sheshama ha-Memuneh kol ragav shekohen gadol shehu yotzeh, when the Memuneh, when the appointed Kohen, he heard the sound of the Kohen Gadol walking. The Kohen Gadol would have little golden bells on the bottom of his robe, so he knew that the Kohen Gadol was about to leave, so he raised up the curtain of the Ulam to let him out. Nichnas v'hishtahava v'yatzah. After the Kohen Gadol left, then the Memuneh, the appointed one, entered the Hechal. He bowed down, and then he also left. He's given also a privilege to go before the rest of the Kohanim because he served and he ran the entire service of the morning. Then the rest of the Kohanim walked into the Hechal. They bowed down, and then they walked out.